Good morning. It's the first Friday of the month, and you know what that means. Sandra the Plant Lady made her way back to WPCA. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. I always look forward to it.
So. Well, we do, too. And you can tell Dave does, too, because he talked about it all morning on the air.
I love it. And thank you, Dave, for doing that. I appreciate it. I know he's got a good following, so hopefully some of those people
he does.
Stick around and
hopefully
enjoy this, too.
Well, yeah, and send you a question.
Yes.
You know, this morning I had to ask Luann, I was writing a promo for your show that starts in the new year.
Oh, good.
And I got to the email and said, wait a minute, what is that? So I thought I knew what it was, but I went and asked, and then we tried to find it written down someplace. Couldn't. So I went and listened to another promo and found that it's Plant Rant 93.1.
But you get that wrong, so your other promo was wrong. It's 93.1, and as we know with email addresses, you have to get...
93.1. @gmail.com.
Yes. Yep. You know, and it's funny you bring that up because I was actually speaking with someone the other day and had a great conversation and actually hoping this person come on and be a guest, but I gave them the email address and I had to go back to the very beginning of my plant rant notebook when I was still creating all of this and coming up with ideas, and I had to actually look back and find the spot to make sure I got email correct.
Well, you know, we don't email ourselves normally.
Right.
So it's easy to forget stuff like that. But anyway, it's done, and it starts January 1, and everything. A lot of things are changing here in January. We've been asking for input. Haven't gotten enough to say we have. But on the other hand, we did get a little girl who is a regular pledger to the station. Can you believe that?
Well, this that's what we need.
Eighth grade, nine-year-old girl, and she pledges, but she called up because she liked the children's hour.
I am excited.
On Saturday.
We were gone this weekend for the holiday, and so I didn't get to catch it, but Anthony and I had been hearing the ads, and the topics sound exciting, and we're looking forward to catching it.
It could be really a great program, and an interesting thing about that is the gal's name. This show comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the gal's name is Katie Stone. It's the producer and so forth of the show. Well, as it turns out, she has relatives that live in the Clayton area.
You know, it's a small world.
And she was just terribly excited to hear that her program was going to be on this station so people in Clayton could hear it.
Right. And then be able to do it the old-fashioned way and not... I mean, the internet is a gift, and it also... A lot of listeners that I know listen to my show, you know, are listening to it online.
Yep.
And even here, you know, the program seems to travel east better than it travels west. And so even folks in St. Croix Falls need to listen to it online sometime. But it's very exciting. How
especially
great for her.
Especially below the ridge at St. Croix Falls. When you get down toward the river and all that, it goes to pot. But that's FM. FM is line of sight. It doesn't travel the contour of the ground like AM does.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
that's the
difference between the two. That's the reason the fidelity is so high, because the frequency is high. And because of that, it's straight. It doesn't bend with the lay of the land. I don't understand how that works.
We need a separate program for that. That sounds very, very interesting.
Plants, does it?
Well, you know, actually, plants send out messages and frequencies to each other. So,
and they also inhibit this signal. You get in the right place in the summertime and a forest of trees will kill the signal. It's incredible. Anyway, let's talk. Look at the notes on that book.
Well, I always think I'm not going to have enough, but usually tends to work out.
Well, then we get off on a tangent like that.
So we're kind of down back to a normal plant rant today. I mean, I've been loving having the guests. It definitely changes the format a little bit.
Yeah.
So with the guests that we've been having on, we haven't really been doing much for, you know, answering questions and things like that. So the guests I had scheduled for today, we switched the date to March. So I think that'll be March 6th, and that'll be Teresa Wolf, calls herself an eco-herbalist. I know she's been a food scientist and some different things. So she's going to come on in March, and we'll talk about herbs. So today we're just going to talk about whatever we want. Something different. So the question for this month is, I had someone ask me about, so they had a house plant inside the house and it was getting this kind of like white fuzz along the stem and the leaf margin. And so determining that that was mealybugs, which they don't really move much. They really just do look like a white fuzz. And I know I've had people come in and ask me about them and they're actually come in and they're asking for a fungicide because they see white fuzz and they think it's a fungicide or a fungus, but it's not a fungus. It's an insect. So, which brings me back to what I'm always pushing. Make sure you know what you've got because a fungicide isn't going to kill an insect. And now you're just wasting money and wasting product and all these other things. So mealybugs are super easy to get rid of if you catch them right away. Just this is why we need to spend time with our plants and monitor them before things can get out of control.
So what kills them?
Well, easy. You can just rinse them off with water or you can take, you know, if it's not a big infestation, you can take rubbing alcohol just on a Q-tip and just wipe them off with So super easy.
What causes them? Does anybody know?
You know, and I should have known you were going to ask me that. I was actually looking this morning and the one book I had out didn't have it. And the gal who actually asked me the mealybug question, I borrowed my one book to her so she could read about it. And I haven't gotten that book back yet. And I'm like, Bob's going to ask me about the mealybugs. So I don't know a ton about their life cycle. And maybe we do a separate show that is about insect pests and life cycles of things. Yeah. I mean,
well, it'd be interesting to know because it doesn't seem to me they serve any kind of a useful purpose. I mean, if their purpose is to line the edges of a plant, well, I guess that's a useful purpose.
I'm sure they have their own
purpose. You think so?
All things under heaven, Bob.
Well, okay. Who am I to argue with that?
So that's the question for this month. But I think what we should just have some fun with today and talk about too is the holiday is coming up so quick with Thanksgiving being late.
Yep.
And then at my house, we're getting ready to get all of our ornaments and get set up. And I keep that stuff in a storage unit. And they apparently had been having some trouble with the plow people.
Oh, no.
So we got there and it was all snowed in still. So our plans have changed a little. But I've got word from the gal that it's cleared out now and we'll be able to go. But it changed the scheduling a little bit. So now it's like, oh, my gosh, it's so... Well, close. We really need to get going.
It's tough when snow gets in the way, because I had that experience this morning. I make a weekly trip on Friday to our transmitter out across a river here. And normally I go out there, and it sits in the city, the old city dump. And so the city usually has, at least even if the gate's closed, they usually have plowed down in there. But there was about a foot of snow in the way, and the gate wasn't open, and it hadn't been plowed as wide as the road. The road was open, but the shoulder wasn't. So I had no place to park. Well, I thought, I'll take a chance. I'll put my flashers on, and I'll just run in the snow a little bit. But then I realized, oh, my gosh, it's knee-deep snow out here, and I had no boots, and so...
That's the challenge.
Go to the transmitter.
And I had actually gotten stuck in my own driveway right before then. So we get there, and of course, Anthony's like, no, Mom, we can get into the storage unit. We'll get the shovel out, and we can shut, you know, and it runs off the building. So there's like 2.5 feet of snow outside of the door. And then we're neat. And same thing, he left his boots at school. And I'm like, kid, you left your boots at school. No, and then where do you park on the side of the road? Exactly. And after being stuck in my own driveway, there's no way I'm going to be stuck in the middle of nowhere. That, you know, anyway, we digress here. So the holidays. We've been toying around with doing a real tree this year, and which is kind of my preference, but we've wound up with Grandma's tree, and we've been doing that, and sometimes easier. But I was calling around and talking to some of these local folks around here. We've got some really great tree farms.
Oh, yeah.
Super close by. So I contacted Dan Powers, and he has Wagon Landing.
Oh, sure.
So that's that area that's off the Apple River, north of Star Prairie.
Yep.
And just a great little spot. And his is a choose and cut tree farm.
Yep.
So you go in and pick what you want and cut it down. We did talk about accessibility things. His particular Tree Farm isn't one where you can go in and drive through.
Yeah.
But they're very happy to help you if you want them to cut the tree down, haul it out for you, you know, put it on your roof, do the whole bit. They will do as much or as little
as you want.
Help as you want.
That's nice.
I would love, he has a full-time job, like so many people in this area that are trying to do these great things, and yet it's not enough. You know, so he has
not enough income, for goodness sake.
Right. No. But I would love to get him on the air sometime. I told him anytime he has time, because, you know, the whole growing of the holiday trees could be a whole show in itself.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I did ask him some questions about that. So he's been doing it for 20 years. and if anyone wants to go check it out, this would be a great weekend. It's supposed to be super
supposed to be nice
out.
Yeah.
They have a campfire going. I guess they do wagon rides with an antique tractor.
Uh-huh.
They have a gift shop, and they feature artists. And it sounds like the artists come out of the cities. He and his wife both work in the cities, and it sounds like it's folks. But I thought, you know, that's okay because, you know, out here we've got Artsy and the Orchard Gallery and the Earth Arts Tour. And, and all those people do such a great job. And it's nice when you can get some other artists added into the mix and see some new things. So I'm actually excited to go out there and check it out. There's jewelry and pottery and glassware, and then some traditional Christmas items as well. It sounds like they've gotten away from a lot of the mass produced items.
Yeah.
So I love that. I mean,
absolutely.
So supporting people who are passionate about the jewelry and pottery and doing it to have some fun. But there's cocoa and cider out there. He made a point to let me know that they have large trees too, like 12 or higher. You know, some people have these A-frame or vaulted ceilings and want something big.
Yeah.
And they're at 327 East 150th. So it's north of C. Like if you take F out of town and go south on C and curve around that way, you're going to come to C and 150th. Anyone who's headed that way knows it's a real curvy thing, but he's got signs all over. I've even seen him all the way up on Highway 8 and 65. So, and then I did ask him, you know, me always wondering about the chemicals and stuff. So he does not use any chemicals on trees, and he doesn't have any dyed trees. Some of the, you know, back in the day, a lot of the Scotch pine and that were painted. Because here again, you know, some of these trees that you buy certain places, they've been shipped in, they've been cut way back a long time ago. Yeah. They're already dried out.
Yep.
I mean, you can go to a place like this, get it fresh cut.
Exactly.
No, it's had as much moisture as it could get before you've gotten to it. They're not sprayed. They're not, you know, he does trim them. You know, that's part of raising
part of
these.
What you do.
And he said he does, you know, he was very open. He uses minimal herbicide in the summer around the plant. Sure. There's nothing on the tree, but he mainly controls everything with mowing.
Yeah.
Think of how much time this man must have into this for just a few weekends. I mean, they opened that first weekend after Thanksgiving, and then he's already, his last day is going to be the 15th.
Really?
So, I mean, but, and then to work all year trimming these trees, and that's why I would love to get him on, because I want to know more about this.
It would be great. You bet.
But, so if you want to go and see Wagon Landing, they're only open Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 4, and their last day is going to be the 15th. But just great guy. Yeah. Really enjoyed talking to him. And it just sounds like such a beautiful, and I mean, I've been by there, I just haven't been for the holiday, but beautiful setting. And then I got a hold of Mickelson's too, and they're close by as well.
Yep.
And they're considered Deer Park, but it's on H towards Star Prairie.
Yeah.
It's Laura and Larry Mickelson. Another really, it's just so fun. We just have such a great community.
I know.
I talk to people and I'm just.
And they're doing such neat things like that.
I want to go to both these places. So The advantage of Mickelson's is, you know, Wagon Landing's got pretty limited hours. Mickelson's is open daily, Monday through Friday, 1 to 6. Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 5.
Wow.
They do have, if accessibility is more of an issue at Mickelson's, they do offer drive through the trees.
Wow.
So that can be a good opportunity to folks if that's a concern. They also have hay rides on the weekends. Tractor, I did ask if it was horse-drawn or tractor. So both are tractors. There again, they have the fire going. They don't offer any food or anything, but if you want to bring hot dogs out or something and hang out, you can. They've got coloring books for the kids, candy canes, free hot and cold cider. And then they also offer some already cut trees.
Ah.
So you can still, if you don't want to cut your own, but you want to avoid a mass merchant tree lot, you can still go and have a tree that you know has been grown by a local family on site. And learn more about their operation. They've actually sold their first tree in 1996.
Wow.
So they've been doing this for a while too. So yeah, these, you know, and if you just want to go and pick out a tree or get some decorating, you know, we had Chris on last month from Ralston Lake Prolon.
Yeah.
I know that they do holiday decor. Abrahamson's in St. Croix Falls. I hope some of you got out and did some of their workshops last month, the wreath making and the container display. And please, people, let people know. As a matter of fact, Abrahamson's told me to tell you, if you go today and say you heard it on Plant Rant, they're going to offer you a special discount on their wreaths and garlands. So, but yeah, they and Abrahamson's, you know, if you want to do the decorating, they've got all kinds of garland and greens and red twig dogwood and berries and the bows and
probably a little advice along the way.
And yes, and they still have house plants. They have the poinsettias and you know some blooming plants and that too. So if you're wanting to get some things for indoors, as well,
kind of like live stuff for the holiday.
Well,
plants, you know, plants and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, the Christmas cactuses, the poinsettias. And if people have questions on caring for those, you can certainly send that email, plantrant93.1@gmail.com. You know, and another thing, and Chris and I touched on this a little bit last month too, but, you know, people are moving toward this trend for live trees. And so if you can find a nursery that still has some trees in the pot, one thing, the ideal situation is if when you can still dig in the ground, you can dig a hole for it outside. You want your live trees to be inside for as short of a time period as possible. And if they do start to grow, now you've got a large house plant that you can keep in until spring. If your live tree, if you've tried this and it starts growing, you need to keep it indoors then, because that new fresh growth is going to be really tender. But if it doesn't grow, you know, just keep it watered. Don't let it dry out. And then, you know, you really only want them in the house for a few weeks. And then get it outside. And if you can, if you've had that hole dug, sink it down, even just in the pot to insulate that. You can plant it, plant it in the spring. Or just, you know, I've got lots of potted trees and shrubs that I keep in containers, and I just push them all together, and you hope you get a lot of snow around them, or you can put hay or leaves. You just really want to keep that root system from heating and cooling. But the live trees are fun. You know, not everybody likes the idea of cutting down a living tree, but my support always for the people who are doing these tree farms, they're always replanting.
Always.
And it's green space. That space where these trees are, you know, would be something else perhaps if it wasn't. So
just a big field.
And they're continuing to replant those all the time.
That's their business. You know, and I've never understood why it was a heartbreak to anybody to cut a live tree. Unless you're going out in your backyard and cutting it down, it's not going to be replaced.
But even that, you know, some of our forests, you know, there's actually, I think you can pull permits through the DNR and go out into some of the public land and do some. And it's, so there's a process. And I'm not going to get into this because I have not researched this. I don't know a ton about it. But I do know
anything about it either.
I do know people that do pull a permit to go up to the forest and are able to do some select cutting of trees that then they do use. So there must be a benefit to managed land, you know, for people, for managed land.
Well, that's the whole key, is if you're managing it. If you're not and you're just indiscriminately cutting here and there, I imagine that's what they'd like to avoid. And, you know, cutting that way and taking it out to use it for whatever purpose is better than just cutting it down and debranching it and leaving all that stuff just laid. Because that's a fire hazard. Well, anyway.
Anyway, we're off topic again. Speaking of cutting things, I mean, and actually, winter is such a great time to be able to look out, especially your trees and shrubs, and you can really start to see their true form and keep an eye on anything that does need cutting and shaping. Typically, your evergreens, you're going to want to wait and do more of that trimming in the spring. Sure. But if you do want to trim some of your own boughs, you know, you could do some light trimming on some of your evergreens that you have to bring in to use for decor or put outside in, in pots. You know, the hard thing this year, so I like to keep my pots that I've had out with my annuals in it and then stick, you know, the white pine and the red pine and the dogwood and do all that. It froze so early this year. That I can't stick anything in the soil. So I'm trying to find these little cracks around the edge where the root, you know, the soil had shrunk. And I did one cemetery urn this year, and I'm so glad I did it early so I could still work with it. But, you know, there's things you can do. You can bring your pots inside and let them thaw out. You can get a really large drill bit and actually just drill holes if you have frozen soil and stick them in. It's just fun to get that color
out
there.
Have your hands in the dirt.
Heck yeah. In any way that you can. But back to that trimming. So winter is a great time to look out at your landscape and see if you have crisscross branches or anything that needs thinning out. Yeah. Your woody trees and shrubs, you know, when they're dormant. Now, your spring bloomers, don't go out and cut your lilacs, and you're going to cut your buds right off. So always, always, pruning's really specific. So you want, and these are questions you can send to me, but you want to make sure what you're trimming. But it's a good time to look and see what needs attention. It's a great time to look to make note of winter interest. I mean, do you have shrubs with fruits hanging on? Do you have ornamental grasses still up? Do you have red twig dogwood that's giving you that contrast? If your landscape isn't looking good in the winter, you know, come out to the garden center in the spring and look for some, you know, cranberry bush viburnum that's going to have red fruits that hang on to it. Red twig dogwood. There's some willows that have curly stems or colorful stems. There's just such great plants. You know, I'm a big advocate of leaving the perennials up, your sedum that have those nice little umbels on the top and the plants, you know, the snow can sit on there and your coneflowers and things where the birds can still.
Sure.
Other people that drives them nuts, they want that all mowed down as quickly as possible when
they
it goes dormant.
They also don't want any birds around, do they?
Well, it makes a difference.
It does.
Anything thing we can do to help our little friends. It's a good time. Now, don't forget to get your deer and rabbit repellent out there. Sometimes that does need to be reapplied. You know, in the growing season, a good repellent should only need to be reapplied with new growth. But keep, you know, anything you know of that the critters particularly like, you know, there's some good granular repellents. The spray, obviously, you would need to keep it in the house thawed and then get out there and use it. Back to holiday decor, too. If you're using your lights on your trees outside, just be super careful that you don't wrap them too tightly. You do want those loose around so you're not damaging things. And it doesn't take long. You know, if you don't get them off in the spring and you've got that on too tight, it can girdle your trees when you go around the trunk. So just get them off in the spring before you get new growth, because that's the other thing, too. You leave that on, you get the new growth, and it's going
to
be harder and more likely that you're going to do some damage. So those are things to think about. Fun holiday gift ideas or fun activities that you can do with plants in the winter. There's like the paper whites and the amaryllis, which are, you buy them as a bulb and you can force them indoors. And you just get these great, the paper whites smell amazing. If you're sensitive to smells, don't do the paper whites. But if you like that, and then the amaryllis bulbs, you could just get these huge, big, tropically looking trumpety flowers and just to brighten up your space. And they're great gifts. They're fun gifts for kids. You know, you can get a little kit and do them. And you can find them at the box stores. I would think most of the greenhouses that are still open would have them, have the little kits and that too. So that's fun. Keep in mind, don't fertilize your house plants right now. It's long days or long nights, short days. Just hold off on the fertilizing. When we get toward, we're almost to the solstice, you guys. The light's coming back. It's not going to take too long here. And then in March, you know, and I'll remind you again, but when we get closer into that equinox and beyond, when the days are longer, you get back to fertilizing. You know, I bring in a lot of my plants. I like to keep herbs inside the house for the winter. And a few of my things I've noticed are getting kind of leggy, or if you do annuals inside, they can get kind of stretchy. Just trim those things. You know, and like the herbs, I mean, man, just trim them and use them.
Yeah, I was going to say, might as well use them if you're going to trim them.
Right.
Is the, going back to what you were talking about earlier about trimming things this time of the year, pruning things or whatever, most things shouldn't be pruned?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, winter's a great time because of the fact there's no disease that's going to get in there. There's no insect that's going to get in there. Yeah. A lot of... You know, the challenge is who wants to be out there and you're using these tools and if your hands are cold. But yeah. Winter's a great time. Not your spring blooming shrubs, though, and
well,
things.
Like, yeah, but like an apple tree.
Yeah,
I have an apple tree with a dead branch on it.
And you know what? You could get out there now or you could get out there in the spring. I would do it late winter, early spring.
Okay.
But yeah, and those are the things. You nailed it right there. Winter's the time to see that dead branch, to see overlapping branches. Your apple tree, anything that's growing straight up, you want to get that stuff cut and cleaned out. Yeah. And
well, all right, then I got my job cut out for me for that branch. I got to get
And hopefully,
out.
I mean, I've been working in the woods, and it's been, this week was some beautiful days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little chillier this morning, but I don't have to be outside this morning. So. But the last few days was actually hot.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're moving out
when
you're
working,
I still need a toe. I don't know what it is about the feet, keeping the feet warm. But when you're out there. So, yeah, I've been helping trim some white pine for decor. And it's been a fun season. It hasn't been. We haven't had a lot of wet days.
No. Wait, we got that all before winter got here.
Right.
Man, and the river's still high.
There is a lot of water. But we have been, I mean, overall, and I know you've got your guy that comes in. That talks about the water and we had been behind, so it's not. I mean, I know too much at one time is bad too, but it kind of seems like we've been needing it.
Well, I think we have enough now.
I mean, we're caught up.
We were
droughty. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. And Bones was here last week, last Monday, I think, and talked about it won't be long now, and he will be issuing the if you have. Pipes or faucets or whatever that are not deep.
Oh, yeah.
You may want to start running your water, but he'll tell folks when to do that.
I know, that's such a tough one.
Oh,
I live in an old farmhouse. My bathroom is an add-on. It did not come with the house. There was like, so it's a struggle. It's a struggle with that.
Oh,
but
is.
we've been pretty fortunate. We've got a pretty good system
set
up. We've knocked on wood. We haven't had anything break. And then, you know, and you just kind of get to learn the routine. You have some well-placed.
Yep.
Heaters and know the nights to let the little bit of drip, and you kind of hate to do it, but it beats the alternative. So,
That freezing up is not fun.
No,
usually freezing up means you also break something.
Well, right,
you know, a pipe will split or it'll open a joint or whatever, and not fun. Not fun. We're getting close to time.
We
you
are
got some things you need to talk about yet.
You know, I'm probably good. I would say I didn't get a hold of Endeavors, but I know last year they did. Wreath making and had Santa. So if they're still doing their class, I've somehow got to get on their mailing list. So I'm getting their information.
Yeah.
She had sent me something one time and I wasn't able to get into it. But so 715-825-4769 if you want to get a hold of them and see if they have events. I know there's so much going on. So gardeners out there, if you want some great gardening books, there is a book sale going on at the library. They had a little sneak preview last night. Tomorrow, 9 to 1:30.
Yeah.
And I did not know this, but they have all these awesome like gift baskets. So if you go to the show, you get one ticket into the drawing. If you decide to become a friend of the library, it's just $5.
Yeah.
You get another ticket into the drawings. And then if you spend, I think $5, which is hard to do. The book I bought was a quarter. So, you know, but you can do it. My son dragged me out of there because I don't have room on my shelves now. I need to donate more books before I get more. But anyway, these gift baskets, there was quite a few that were gardening ones. And you get to pick when you enter into the raffle what one you want to win.
Okay.
And a secret source told me that there was a few key baskets that people wanted, but a lot, and I don't know if it's because it's winter and people aren't thinking gardening, but it sounds like the gardening baskets, if you get down there and enter in, that you'd have pretty good odds of winning because they didn't have a lot of people who entered for those particular ones. Yeah. And there were some great books. I think some had some tools and things. Ooh. Well, either way, just Amory Library is so great. So if you don't, it's such a busy time of year, but 9 to 1:30 tomorrow, if you can check out the library and you could win some awesome gardening. I just love my books. I know the day and age of the internet, but I'll tell you what. The night before Plant Ran, I'm not sitting on the computer. Well, okay, occasionally. I had to get the number to Wagon Landing and talk to Dan. Yeah. But I love, and you can ask Bob, every time I come in, I've got books.
Stacks of books.
All over. Absolutely. And I just.
I love books, too. You know what I love most about a book, besides the content? The smell.
Yeah.
I love the smell of a book.
And just touching them, holding them.
Yeah.
You know, people I know they like their tablets and all that, but I. That doesn't seem like reading to me.
About a tablet.
Plus your eyes.
I mean, really, there is. Yeah. It's not like taking hold of a book. A book is always room temperature. A tablet's always cold.
And a book just has a story to tell. Like, I've gotten so many books from bookstores and somebody else's name's in it. Oh, yeah. Then you add your name to it. Or I used to write where I bought it, the year, and then you look at some of these, you're like, holy smokes, how have I had this for so long? And my little gardener's year, I didn't read anything out of there this month, but this book just cracks me up. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff, but nothing that really, really popped. And of course, now we're out of time again.
But
so I think next month, not absolutely positive, there's a couple gals that I know, and they use plants to make art. And I coordinated with the one gal, but I want to make sure the other gal is available too. Yeah. And so I think next month, I mean, good for winter topic.
Yeah, for sure.
So have Anna and Amber and Hannah, better practice that before the time comes. Hopefully they'll be able to join us and they can talk about how they use plants
as art
in their artwork.
Wow. That'll be fun.
I hope so. It always normally is. So, all right. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And email me, or you can always drop off a note for Luann, or call the station. They will make sure I get your question. So,
plantrant93.1@gmail.com.
Correct.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Sandra, the plant lady, on the Plant Rant for this morning.